7:54, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on a Thursday. That means it's time for the Fishing Report.
Right, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC. And the star of the show, Captain Bobby Aprescato from 18 Fishing Adventures, who is trying to stay out of the storm right now. Captain Bobby, it's part of the story here the last few weeks with these rain showers.
Ooh, I'm telling you, I think it's about 4 weeks straight now. And what's strange about it, like you and I were just talking about off the air, you know, I leave this morning, there's not a little, I mean, just a little light overcast, and in 20 minutes, it looks like pure Armageddon, you know? So, I don't know, man. It's, you know, the tip probably runs off from our last couple of reports is, man, you got to be careful out here, you know? It's, it can go bad real fast. I'm living through it right now, hopefully.
Well then, get you on the way, get out of there. But what's been going on this week quickly? The bite slowed down because of this, or picked up?
No, the fishing's been fantastic. And then let me tell you this too: with all the local rain we've had, the water continues to look fine, and the fish are really the true pattern right now is still holding up. If you can get on some structure in 8 and 12, 14 feet of water, both in the bay and the sound with some live bait, that's going to do it for you. I fell on top water this morning and caught some nice fish. But the true pattern I would base, if you can get your hands on some shrimp, and we caught some croakers the other day, went and drug the old net and caught some nice croakers and caught some nice fish. And this is that time of year. We're going to have to do a report on croaker fishing sometime in the real near future, because that's going to go on probably for another month. But those are going to be the deals, and there's clear water all the way up the bay. You know, you want to avoid, obviously, the local rivers, you know, Fowl and Dog and the ones on the eastern shore, because those are going to, you know, that's where all the runoff from the local rain floods out. But as far as, like, getting out in the bay and out in the sound and even the close-in marsh systems, everything's fine. You know, again, the fishing continues to really be good. So a lot of white trout. I'm sitting here looking at the mackerel right now, and I'm throwing a brand-new topwater bait. I'm not sure I don't want to cut it off, put something else on. But there's a lot of other species other than trout to be caught right now, too.
So I mean, so you're talking about the rigs and the reefs that are 8 to 12 feet of water are holding, and speckled trout, but you also talked about white trout. That's been pretty consistent.
Real consistent. Matter of fact, this is about 2 years now, maybe even 3 years now. We've just had a bumper crop of white trout, you know, and it's about this time of the year, really, you know, in July through now, where we've had this big swarm of white trout show up just all over, particularly in the lower end of the bay and down in the sound. And it makes a lot of fun if you want to just keep some action going. And when you start getting into those things, obviously you want to get, you know, don't put out those expensive live baits. You can catch all you want on Gulf or on Voodoo Shrimp and catch those things. And it's a great, and you'll catch specks mixed in with them. And it's a great way to get some fish in the box, you know, and for a fish fry and that sort of thing. So it's been a blast. It's been a lot of fun mixed in, you know, on our trout trips, catching those nice white trout.
Remind folks they want to get a trip booked with you right now or looking into fall fishing. How do they do it?
Go to ateamfishing.com, and we're booking fall right now. I think she's got a pretty good book full, my calendar pretty well full for October, but we still got plenty of dates on into the fall. And as you well know, when it gets really cold, that's when things get real good.
It does for sure. Captain Bobby, I appreciate it. Keep yourself dry. Be safe out there.
Okay, my friends. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Aprescato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear Captain Bobby uses to go catching, not just fishing, and McConnell Buick GMC.